Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Jeffrey TV. Jeffrey TV Podcast. Good morning, boys and girls. Happy Thursday. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell. And it's been 2 weeks and one day since I've walked this path that I routinely walk. I've been on a journey, a vacation, experience of people and places in art, architecture, travel, food. Such that it has left me humble. I'm humbled. It's one of those, I got the best life in the world moments right now because of the recent experiences I had and being able to stop yesterday, completely relax, indulge in the memory and experience finally. Because for a while there, you're just running. You know, I'm just running. I'm just making it happen. Waiting on the next thing, looking to the next thing. Planning these trips months ago. Getting tickets, getting airfare, figuring out transportation, cars, hotels, people, places. Didn't have it all come together, executed. Get home, unpack, mission complete. This trip was special on different levels. Started off with flying to New York and then taking public transit to Connecticut, which was exciting. And then seeing George Clinton and the Parliament Funkadelic's first show after the pandemic, to be front row for that. Then to see them again, George Clinton and Parliament Funkadelic in Central Park, front row for that. And that New York City Central Park show, for some reason, the energy and execution of that show was like one of the best in a long time that I can remember. Could have been the moment, could have been me, could have been the sunshine, living on the moonlight, but something came together and I was there to witness that band just kill. And then from there, went to Ohio, my hometown, for a week. To hang out for my daughter's gender reveal party. Yes, ladies and gentlemen. I am going to be a grandfather. And let me say now, I ain't no pop-pop. I'm not even sure if I want to be a grandpa or a papa. Or a grandpop. Or a pop the doodle. I wish to be addressed as grandfather. I'm making this known throughout the family. They still threaten me with pop-pop every now and then. But I prefer grandfather. Yes, granddaughter. I like it to be more formal. Oh, and it's a girl. Gender reveal party. My ex-wife is through the roof, just happy, excited. Just, it's something to see. It is something to watch. She is just like super excited. We are too, but not like that. I was telling my daughter a few months ago when I was asking her, you know, when can I go public with it? Because she wanted to, you know, not go public. And basically, I think she wanted to tell everybody herself. She wanted to have all the revelation. She wanted to tell everybody. But I didn't even tell y'all. Because it's kind of real and not real yet. It's like super important. It's like one of the biggest things of my life, if I may turn this around and make it about me for a little bit. I was telling my daughter that I done did everything else. Been here, done that, seen that. I've experienced just about everything else. Being a grandparent, that's it. That's pretty much everything. Having an experience some of the major things that life has to offer at my age. Travel, this, that. Being a grandparent, that's it. So it is a big deal. Though it doesn't feel like a big deal. I think my daughter put it, or somebody, that it's just, I'm excited and everything, but it's natural. It's natural. It's a natural thing. So it's only, I mean, I'm excited, but not like, you know, woo, 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 excited. Because until it can do anything, until it can do anything, I'm like, what's the point? But I know that time is for bonding and understanding. I know that time means something because women and females are too excited about that time. And they put so much into that time. And they get so much out of it. And it means it's just so tremendous. And I think it's instinctively bred into a lot of mothers after they're born to have this kind of attachment to their child. All animals seem to, well, not all, but many mammals seem to have a, tendency to care and to be invested in their young after birth. Which, of course, aided in our survival and everybody's survival and their survival. But Like I said, that's when I come in, when I can play with it, watch it walk or crawl or something. But we'll see. Grandfather. Hang out in Youngstown, saw people, ate good. Just, you know, my hometown. Looks like I took 3,300 pictures and videos from the time I walked out of my house Wednesday night to get to fly away to the red eye. It was tremendous. It was in New York City and had a view of the Empire State Building out my hotel room door, and just the buzz of the city and public transportation and Central Park and people and P-Funk and New Haven, Connecticut. It's a new place I've never been. A hotel there, the Graduate Hotel, was just stunning. It was a deep, rich experience. And then, at a gender reveal party, family came over, friends came over. Good food, good people, spirits, fireworks. $400 worth of fireworks. It was good, it was good. I paid for them. So they could say that was my fireworks show. And it was, and I was impressed. Son-in-law shot him up, him and his buddies. Got to see my elusive son. He showed up. Sister, my niece came in, hung out with them, and saw lawyers, and property. It was good. It was good. Mr. Skill missed me, and I knew the numbers were going to be staggering. I knew that. I knew that because even though the hotel room had a treadmill in it, and I loved that treadmill, I wasn't on it enough. Oh, and it rained. It rained some, so that was good. Thunderstorm, so we were sitting on the porch hanging out, and it rained. It's good to see the rain, because I was even saying I would take a vacation and travel to a place just to experience rain for a few days. And I got it. It was just good. Trees in the park, all the green. And I walked from downtown to my, where I used to live on the south side in Youngstown. I walked from the hotel downtown all the way up to the street I lived on the south side, which when I was young, seemed impossible. That distance growing up seemed impossible. When I Googled it, I'm like, wait a minute. For me to walk from here to the house on Dewey is the same distance I walk every morning, every day when I work on a routine day, supposedly. So I walked it, and sure enough, took hundreds of pictures. Walked all the way up Market and walked back down Hillman, crossed over Hillman, see my old school, inner pre-high school, junior high, whatever you want to call it. St. Pat's. And it was just good. It was just good. Now, I have to get back to the routine. Mr. Scale said 227 last night. It was an anomaly weight. Woke up this morning, it was down to 223. After this walk, when I get back, I'll be happy with 220 something. And we'll see how I act today and tomorrow. The problem being, I work 2 days, then I have 2 days off. Those 2 days off, I need to be under some kind of control. I need to increase the urgency in my life. I think that's what I like to say. Increase the sense of urgency. It might not be that, but it would look like that. Increases the urgency, just be more productive, turn things up a little bit, grind a little harder, a little bit more focused. I mean, I'm doing stuff now, but I can go harder. And I think I want to do that. I think I want to go harder, get more accomplished, start knocking some stuff out. Now that I don't have any PTO left, I think I'm down to 30 something hours, maybe vacation time. Of course, I'm walking here again. Somebody's coming this way, somebody's coming that way. It's just like amazing every time. It's always three of us meeting in one place. It's like some kind of cosmic algorithm to where every time I walk, three of us meet. And they didn't stop. I stopped. And here they come back again. Here come two more people. And it's going to be, it's just like amazing. It's just like amazing how people just seem to automatically or unnaturally, naturally congregate in the same spot out of nowhere. So if I can, after this walk today, if I'm at 221, 220, and act right today and tomorrow, I gotta go hard Saturday. I just wanna go hard, more sense of urgency. More creative, more creativity will come with more production and more output. You know, some things I wanna build and finish up and organize, and I can focus more time and energy on that easily. I could easily just, well, not easily, but, and maybe not even naturally, but step up my sense of production and urgency, get some stuff done, do some stuff with the music, video, the brand, the websites, the philosophies, development of inventory, my data, videotapes, storage, photos, and all that. So the stuff is lined up. And I was saying, since I ain't got no more PTO left, I think I'm down to like 30 hours or so. So I'm used to being up around 90. I'm used to being up around 70, 80, 90. Actually, I'm used to being up to like 120 something. But I think put my head down, work for a few months, build it back up. For the end of the year. So I like having a lot of PTO, but it was good. It was good to be away for that long, I think. We'll see. Now I gotta go back to work and remember how to do it. I have to go back to work. See if I remember how. Get back into it. Get back into co-workers. Seeing people. You know, taking calls. And being in the fires. See if it makes change. Read the agenda. Get back up to speed. Get back up to date. 2 weeks. That might have been the longest. Yeah, I don't know if it's the longest. I wouldn't quite say it was the longest. But it's one of them. And it feels good to have stepped away. But as I was saying, Mr. Scale in the no PTO. So I should just put my head down, focus and work for 3-4 months. Work till the end of the year, work till October. They want me to come back in August, August 14th or something. I don't know about that. Because they want me to, but I don't know. I'd have to take a look. See how to make that happen if I can. But, and if I was to try to do that, I would try to do it without using vacation. Fly in, hit it, and quit it. You know? Fly in. Ouch, my hand ain't used to this. Ouch. Fly in. Hit it the 14th, whatever day that is. Fly back. Try to get back home. Or do it all without missing any days. But that's planning down the line because we're not doing anything. We didn't have our vacation. Now it's time to settle down and work, get more serious at work, step my game up at work, step my game up at home, get things cleaned up, more organized. Start focusing on the legacy and going forward. One of the things I was thinking was even today, instead of getting up at 9:15, get up at 7:15, start my day 2 hours earlier and see what happens. That means after I get up and walk and get back home, I have 2 hours to do something after my walk and before work. Basically 3 hours. To get dressed, eat, and be ready. If I could do something with that time. Might just, you know, come home and take a nap, which would probably make me more tired, lazy, and sluggish, and defeat the purpose. Take that treadmill though. That treadmill, one thing about treadmill, you get on a treadmill, you put it on your miles per hour, 3.6, 4.0 miles per hour, and just go. You know, and it keeps your pace, so there's no slowing down. And I think you, on the treadmill, I can give it much faster pace. And I want to do that too. I'm thinking I might need to do different exercises besides walking, work the upper body a little bit, and do some more fast pace exercise like basketball, quick reactions, running, quick turns, agility, like that. Just to, you know, keep that speed up, that reaction time. Have to make quick, sudden turns and movements. And choreographed, unorchestrated patterns of exercise and movement. You know, just to be agile and responsive to external triggers to move and to be into it. Anyway, my name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell. Swinging on y'all two times. For me, for the funk. That's actually three times, huh? For me, for the funk, and for every atom and or elementary particle that has ever existed in this and or in any universe that ever was, is, or will be. All of it, y'all. Plain and simply, all of it. Two times. Funk. Me. And everything and all.